Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, good morning and good afternoon. If you're on the West Coast, it is morning. If you're on Mountain Central Eastern Time, it is the afternoon. Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Personal Power Radio. I'm so elated to continue our conversation. I only have a half hour, so I'm going to get right into it. First, we're going to pray because prayer is important. It's a communication between you and the Father God and Jesus Christ, our ever-loving Savior, our King, the one who died on the cross for our sins and rose the third day and is ever making intercession for us. He is in control. So let's start off with prayer, and I pray that you are blessed and overjoyed by what I'm going to share with you today. Father God, we just thank you for this time that we have, that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we have peace and that we can listen to it freely. I pray, Father, that you would make avail to the listeners the tools and the information, the understanding and the wisdom that they need, so they can follow up on this, Father, and that they can get rid of unforgiveness out of their life and any other spot or wrinkle, bitterness, hurt, malice, anger, strife, anything that will keep them out of heaven, anything that will prevent them from progressing further in your walk, in their walk with you. Father, this show is for your glory. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. And Satan, you are bound. You are under our feet. You have no power here. Your power is void. Jesus took the keys of death, hell from you when he rose from the dead, when he died on the cross for our sins. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for your glorious power during the show and throughout all our lives and the whole week. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so from my last show, I left off about why I was off the air for so long. And the reason why, as I was saying in my former show, I left off while I was off the air for almost six years, is because I was second in charge of a medium-sized ministry. It wasn't a large ministry, and it wasn't small either. But it was a medium-sized ministry, and I was second in charge. And it didn't start out that way. I was there to assist, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said that they need your help here at this ministry. It was in California, and Southern California. And I was there, and one thing led to another. God kept promoting me. I really believe in that when you don't rush things, when you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, baby steps. See, sometimes promotion comes from the Lord. The Bible says that. So allow him to promote you. Allow him to exalt you. He will honor you. He will promote you in due time. But you have to be prepared. So position as an assistant, God, he gave me the wisdom and knowledge to do other things. I got training. And so 10, 11 years later, I was second in charge, second in command. I was basically running the church, and I did everything. So that ended, but it consumed a lot of my time. It consumed a lot of my time where I couldn't spend time with my family. I'm currently unmarried right now, no children, but that will change, I believe. But my family, my mothers, my sisters, my nieces, I couldn't spend time with them. I couldn't go out with them. I couldn't do things that normal people would do because I had to, I was invested and I had a lot of time involved, invested in the organization, the church that I was involved in. But that ended and it was supposed to end. And the way that it ended is how, this is how it ended. This is very fascinating. So in my prayer, I said, before it ended, I said, Jesus, you know, I want to be just like you. I said, Jesus, I want to be just like you. I want to be just like you. Just like you. And so guess what? He said, okay, you want to be just like me, you're going to experience what I experienced. So I was treated the way Jesus was treated in regards to having a close friend. The Bible says my own familiar friend has lifted up his heel against me. And I had people who I thought were friends. They treated me the way Jesus was treated. They were, some people say a spirit of Judas is not a spirit of Judas, just a spirit of the enemy inside of Judas that operates in many people. So it was the enemy working in them, and I was treated like Jesus, and we have to forgive like Jesus. Of course, Jesus went through more than we could ever went through. He was scarred more than any man. We couldn't tell who he was. He was marred, the Bible says, M-A-R-E-D. And he went through the scourging. But the ridicule, the backbiting, all that Jesus went through, I went through. And the Bible does say that we are crucified and buried with him through baptism. So I went through everything that he went through. Jesus says, you want to be like me, you're going to have to go through what I went through. And the Bible does say those who live godly will suffer persecution. And so people look at the bad times that we have as Christians as, oh, God is mad at you, oh, you did something wrong. It doesn't mean that you did something wrong. It just means that you need to go to a next level. It means that you're doing something right. And in my case, it just means, okay, I know you're not going to leave, so I'm just going to have to do it for you. And because the Bible says to love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use and persecute you. It's our job to forgive, because if Jesus can forgive what they did to him and what Jesus went through more than what we could ever go through. Jesus went through more than what we could ever imagine. He went through the ridicule. He went through the pain. He went through the nerve damage. He did all that for us, and he forgave them. He even said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's Jesus. So he's our example. We as Christians, as born-again believers, have the same Holy Spirit as he had. We are joint heirs with Christ. Realize who you are in Jesus. Realize who you are in him. Realize that the devil is defeated. Realize that the people that serve the devil are going to suffer and going to share in his same affliction. He is defeated. It's like the Bible tells you the beginning and the end, so it's not a mystery. It's like you're walking down the road and you see the destruction. You see the pit that you're going to fall in, and then you keep walking. That's stupidity. So for people who are in worshiping the darkness or into that, let them know, hey, you're following a defeated foe. You're following him to destruction. Pray for those people. Pray that they get out, because Jesus sees them. The Bible says that Jesus saves from the uttermost to the guttermost. That means no matter how far the devil has taken you, no matter how far you've gone, Jesus can and will save you. Just call on his name. So now I'm going to go into a brief break. I'm going to play a song that I believe that you will love. And then we're going to go into our message today on unforgiveness and how unforgiveness keeps people out of heaven. Actually, a doctor has stated that more than 80% of diseases are caused by unforgiveness. So unforgiveness is a doorway that allows the enemy
to keep you stagnant, to keep you from progressing, and that keeps you sick. Okay, here's a song. It is called Do It For Me, and this song is by, his name is Cortez, but I think you will like it, and I believe you'll like it, and here we go. Enjoy, and I'll be right back.
Do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me? Can't wait till the moment. Do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Do it for me. Listen.
say, God, I need you to do it right now. Lord, I need you to do it right now.
Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, do it for me. And if you'd like to look up that song on YouTube, it is by Zacardi Cortez, and the song is called Lord, Do It For. Glory to God. So I am a strong believer in keeping on time and being on time. We have a little over 12 minutes left in our show. And that gives me ample time to go over why unforgiveness is so imperative in preventing people from entering into heaven. And I'm going to explain why. And also, I just think the Holy Spirit, he's my bestest friend in the whole world. He's the love of my life. I love the Holy Spirit. Without him, we are nothing. He leads us to Jesus. He leads us in our daily life. He's our helper. He's our everything. So embrace the Holy Spirit and allow him to help you in your life, because with his help, his leading, a lot of people will not be where they are. They'd be in trouble. So allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Learn to listen to him. And as always, if you don't know how to hear the voice of God, just simply ask. It's not an analytical equation. It's a request. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, you ask of God and he will give it to you, and he will not criticize you for asking him or upbraid it. He will not criticize you, and he will give you wisdom freely, because Jesus is full of grace and truth. He is the word of God. He is wisdom, so he will give it to you freely, and it is humbling yourself when you ask Lord for help. So ask the Holy Spirit, teach him, or ask the Father God in prayer, say, oh, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me, to teach me how to hear your voice so I can know which direction to go. I can know what my purpose in life is. You can ask the Father God any and everything. You don't have to go to psychics. You don't have to go to dark sources. Just ask the Father God. He created everything. He created all. Jesus created all principality and powers. You don't have to go somewhere else to ask for help. Go to the source. Go through Jesus Christ. Now, if you get an answer that you don't agree with, just know that Jesus loves you more than anyone in this whole world. He died for you. So someone who died for you and loved you more than anyone in this whole world, why would they tell you to do something that would be detrimental? Jesus will not tell you something that will be detrimental. He will always work things out together for your good. Now, it may be a path that might be painful, but the truth sometimes is painful, and you might need to cut through some things in order to get to where you need to get to, and that might be a little bit painful, but in the end, it will be good. In the end, it will be true good. Jesus will never, ever, 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 ever steer you wrong. You will always be in good hands when you ask Jesus about anything in your life. If you're a single mother, ask him how to be a mother. If you're a single dad, ask him how to be a dad. Ask him how to teach me how to raise my children. Ask him how to cook. You can ask Jesus anything. Now, I would have you to use wisdom, because it says you don't like to be asked stupid questions, and I don't like to use the S word often. Don't ask Jesus stupid questions. Don't ask him just to ask him. Use wisdom. Use grace. You're talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, sorry that was for someone. I believe that all my gifts of the Holy Spirit operate through me as I talk or as I teach in my radio show. And that was for someone. I believe that you receive that in the name of Jesus. Again, this is Aaliyah. I am the president of Personal Heart. Our website is personalheart.org, just as it sounds. You can donate to our organization. If you need something, send me a message. I'd be more than happy to send you a Bible, to send you whatever you need. If you need financial help, we also do that too. We do that on a need basis. You do have to fill out some information because we are a 501c3. Everything is documented. So if you do need financial assistance, please reach out to us. We just don't ask people for financial assistance. We believe in giving. The gospel is free. We give the gospel. We don't. We God tithes. We tithe to other organizations, and God blesses us. So if you need financial assistance, please let us know. If you feel led to give to this organization, please visit our website, prsonalhearts.org. And you can click on the tab that says donate, and you can donate, and you can reach your PayPal link. And again, if you need help, send us a message. So the Holy Spirit gave me this. Someone is probably wondering, what materials do you use for your radio show? Do you study? Do you read anything beforehand? What do you use when you study? I do not study anything before I start my radio show. I read the Bible as a lifestyle, and so I prepare every day. I don't just prepare when I'm about to go on a radio show. I actually just begin praying 5 minutes before I start my show, but I'm in prayer at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in prayer at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in prayer at 2 a.m. I'm reading my Bible. I'm reading my Bible at night. I'm preparing every day of the week. And so that's where that power draws from. And then also you have to have holiness. You have to live a holy life when you're preaching the word of God. Because then, you know, just like in the Bible, the seven sons of Sceva, they attempted to cast out the demon without any relationship with Jesus Christ. They attempted to cast out the devil without a relationship with the Savior. They knew the word because they heard Paul every day. And they said, oh, Paul can do it. We can do it. We just say the name of Jesus and the devils will be cast out, because that's what Paul did. That's what they did. So they went to these demons, the demons of this man, and the demons said, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. That name carries authority. But it only carries authority to the one who gives it. So they said, in the name of this name that Paul uses, Jesus, I command you to come out of him. Demon said, excuse me, Paul I know. He said, Jesus I know. Paul I know. Well, who are you? That always gets me. And, you know, I have my little spin on it, because it's probably, you know, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Smoking weed, you're smoking cigarettes, you're going to the club, you're having premarital sex, you're living with someone, recreational drugs, or might be drugs and alcohol, you're doing all the things that the devil wants you to do to drag you into hell, and then you want to, and that's good, you please do say the name of Jesus. But he's going to lead you out of those in heaven. He wants to give us everything. He doesn't want to take away our everything. You say, oh, my gosh, if I get rid of this, how am I going to have any fun? How am I going to cope? I can't be in the house without even using. I can't go my day without drinking. I can't do any of this. How am I going to live my life if I don't have my routine? And that's just it. How am I going to do it if I don't have my routine? And Jesus is saying, I am the routine. And see, you probably don't understand that once you get rid of that, once you remove all that, that routine that you have, that's your fulfillment. That's your joy. That's where it all matters. How can I cope? I need to cope. I can't do anything unless I drink. I can't do anything unless I smoke. I can't do anything if I don't go out to the clubs on Saturday. I can't do anything unless I go out on the weekend. That's it. That's it. So I did touch on a little bit about unforgiveness in the beginning, about how doctors did say that it is the cause of 80% of diseases. I'm going to touch on it some more because unforgiveness is the root cause. It is the umbrella for a host of sins. You're angry at someone. That opens the door to bitterness. Bam. You're jealous of someone. That opens the door to covetousness. Bam. Somebody sat in the seat when you went to church. They sat in your seat. Now you're upset about that. Bam. All these little things, all these little cracks and holes and piercings, we must remove that out of our life because the Bible says that the road to hell is broad, but the way to heaven is narrow. And Jesus didn't say a lot of people, many people, a large group of people. He said, few there be that find it. Be the few that find it by cultivating your relationship with the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ and the Father God, and He will show you what you need to do. Father, say, Father, I need to make heaven. I want to make heaven. What do I need to do? He's going to go bam, ba bam, ba bam, because that's why He died. Jesus wasn't wasting His time dying for you on the cross. He wasn't wasting His time. So I have less than a minute to go, but we're going to touch on unforgiveness part 2, and I assure you we're going to go deeper into it. I love you. God bless you. Jesus is coming back. The rapture of the saints will be happening soon. Be ready, beloved. Be ready. I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. God bless you.
Let me be a part of the harvest.